Day 7, King of Righteousness and Peace. Uncle Abram just fought off a few undesirables to rescue his nephew Lot from Sodom City. On the way back to Canaan, he was met by a man, a being, Melchizedek. Melchizedek was the King of Peace and priest of the Most High God. As a priest, Melchizedek offered bread and wine and declared a blessing upon Abram. Melchizedek was also called King of Chedek, or King of Righteousness. His credentials were pretty heavy. King of Peace, King of Righteousness, and Priest of the Most High God. One would think, was he the Son of God? After waging war on Sodom, the priest king offered bread and wine and spoke a blessing upon Abram. Melchizedek proclaimed, "Blessed be Abram by the Most High God, Maker of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hands." Years later, a Prince of Peace, a righteous one, a great high priest, Jesus, would break bread, take wine, perform a blessing, then go to battle at Calvary. At stake was the salvation of humankind. Victory was won over the stronghold of the sin and death of man. Just as Abram and Jesus fought and won, so too will our struggle and triumph be marked by an offering or sacrifice and a declaration of praise and blessing.
Thank you for learning with us on Daily Parasha. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Send us a text or voice message on the Anchor app or find us on facebook.com/dailyparasha. Looking forward to hearing from you. Shalom.